Hallelujah.
God, I thank you.
Love
Hallelujah.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank
you. Thank you, God.
God,
yeah,
I thank
God.
You.
Yeah,
God.
God.
I thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
God, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
God, I
thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, glory to your name.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
God, bless you all.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen. This is Apostle Valerie Burrell. Amen. With the Empowerment Place. Thanking God in advance. We already moving. We already moving. We already praising Him with expectation for what He's going to do on tonight. We are thankful and grateful to God for the woman that will bring forth the word on tonight. I call her my friend. I call her my sister. I call her God. But to you all tonight, she is the elder, the anointed one, the elder Rosalind Lynch Christian. Amen. Powerful woman of God in her own right, one who flows in the prophetic by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I'm just going to say, y'all get ready, y'all get ready, y'all get ready, y'all get ready, because there is a sermon in the Spirit on tonight. Amen, amen. God has blessed us every night so far, and because He's done that, I am with great expectation of what He's going to do tonight. I am excited. I am excited. I am praying tonight that you all are as excited as I am, as Elder Rod is, amen, as we are growing in grace and how God is showing Himself faithful, that as we stand firm on His word, as we take Him as His promises, as we receive Him, oh, my God, and we walk in obedience to that which He's called us to, outside of what man thinks, outside of what man says, but if we do it the way that God says, grace and greater grace will be extended unto us. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Elder Rod, see, I'm hyped. So I'm going to turn it over to you, amen, to move forward. And
amen.
Amen. Listen, let me tell you now, go ahead and invite somebody. Tell them they need to get on the line. They need to be ready to hear this word on tonight. They need to hear this word on tonight. So go ahead and text somebody, send somebody an email. Forward to them on Facebook, do something, but they need this word on tonight. So go ahead and get them on the line. Don't be stingy with what you get about to get tonight. So let's do that. Let's fill these lines up, amen. Let's get the board filled up, amen, and let's hear what it is the Spirit of God has to say through Elder Rosalind Christian. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, everybody. Well,
God.
Praise God. Apostle Val,
hallelujah.
Greetings.
Yes.
I'm excited about this, and to everyone out there, I am excited about tonight. I'm very excited.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for this time, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have created us to do things the way you have shown us that may not be the norm for others and may not be traditional for others, but it is good for who it is good for. So, God, we thank you that you have given us different ways to reach your people. And we thank you, God, for your leading. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, God, just for who you are.
Yep.
So, God, tonight,
yep, Lord,
we thank you for everyone on this broadcast, on this podcast. We thank you for Apostle Val, God, for what you have put into her, for the empowerment, God, that you have put into her, that she is given to us, that it might bless us to be better people, to be empowered, to do what it is that you have had, that you have us to do. So, God, again, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this word, God. I thank you for giving it to me first, God, that it might bless me. So, God, I ask that as it goes through the ears of the listeners, God, that it will bless them as well. So, again, God, we thank you. We give you praise. We lift you up. We give you honor and glory. We worship you tonight.
God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So
amen.
I want to keep it as simple as possible because, as I say to a lot of people, I like to be deep. But God was like, girl, you ain't deep. You just a plain, just a simple woman that just you want to make sure that you understand and you want to make sure everybody else understands. So you ain't deep. And I'm like, okay, God, all right then. So I ain't even going to try to be deep. I just want I love to understand. And my mom used to always quote it, and all that getting, get understanding. And I didn't understand that at first. But sometimes we get so excited, and we get so, I'm going to just say excited, until we just go for things, but we don't really get that understanding. So growing in grace, I like that, growing in grace. And we're going to stick to the scripture, 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace.
Amen.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So now I wanted to do some studying just to make sure I was, you know, knew what I was reading and where I was reading and all of that. So let's go here in 2 Peter. We see a storm is coming or an apostasy is approaching. When I first read that, the song came to me, there's a storm out over the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and it's moving
mm-hmm.
this way.
There's
if your
way.
Soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I said, okay, God, mm-hmm. that's lining up right now with where I'm going. So when we read 2 Peter, the third chapter, now we say, now, how can we prepare to meet this storm? Now, we know reading in here, the storm was about, like, traditions, religious life, church and things, but then we need to know how do we read scripture and understand it for the storms in our lives? What do we need really to grow in grace? What do we need in the storms in our life? There are times when I was growing up and you came to the revival, and I was that one that got saved, and 3 days later I was doing something else. And then I would come back and get saved again because I didn't have any knowledge. But, I mean, it felt good at the time. So it made you think that, you know, you go get saved, and all of a sudden you give your life to the Lord, and everything's going to be fine. Everything is not always fine. We still have life issues and life situations. But we have to understand who God is, who we are, who has he made us to be, and how can we prepare and live through these storms. So 2 Peter 3, how can we prepare to meet the storm? Peter says we prepare through knowledge. We have to know him. John 17:3, we have to know who Jesus Christ is. John 17:3 says, and this is life eternal. Jesus is speaking, saying that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Many of us have heard about him, but do we know him?
Come on.
I used to hear my mom and dad talk about Jesus and who he was and all this, and I love to hear the stories about how my dad was at the morgue door with the little thing tied on his toe, because they had pretty much said this man is not going to live again, and how the people came and prayed, and how he was delivered and he was healed. I've heard the stories about how I was 8 months old in a crib and was flat as a board, wasn't moving, but I had spinal meningitis, and how the people came and prayed and they sang, and how I was healed. I've heard the stories about how people didn't, you know, were sick or they were. I heard it, but I still didn't know who he was. I heard about him, but I didn't know who he was, because I didn't have the knowledge of who he was. We have to know him. We have to really make it a part of our daily life to know him. So how do we get this knowledge, and where does it come from? How does it get to us? Well, Peter's answer will be through the word of God. That's how we get to know who God is. That's how we get to know who Jesus is. So now what am I saying? Our lives are more than just birth. Through birth, there is growth and there is development. But in life, there are storms, and if we don't know who Jesus is, we will drift away, as the song says. So let me say this. In my reading, I realized that the key to this entire epistle is the last verse, which is the theme for this revival this week, for growing grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now, what does it mean to grow? When speaking of a living thing, To grow means to undergo natural development by increasing in size and changing physically or to mature. Now, what is grace?
Amen.
Grace is unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification, a virtue coming from God, a state of sanctification enjoyed through divine assistance, approval or favor, mercy or pardon, a privilege, a disposition to or an act or instance of kindness, a temporary exemption or a reprieve. In other words, grace is God blessing us despite the fact that we do not deserve it. Grace is extending kindness to the unworthy. That's what grace is. I'm thankful for grace. I'm telling you, because when I look back over my life,
my God,
I'm so thankful for his grace. Woo. Now, what is knowledge? Knowledge is something that is learned. So in order to learn, you got to do some research. If it's something that you really want to know, you got to do research. And these days, there's no reason why we don't know who Jesus is.
Amen.
It's no reason why we don't know the scripture, because there are so many resources out there. So we should be able to go out there now and look for different things, but still pray and ask God, look, I need you to let me know for real if this is what I'm reading. Is this really you? You have to be careful also with some of these resources, with some of the translations. You have to make sure that what you're reading is of God, because some people are out there putting some stuff out there, and it sounds good, but it's not good.
Right.
All right. So now, to grow in grace, we must mature as Christians. We are saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9 reads, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Now, if we are saved by grace, this means that it's not because we are good or deserving. Rather, it is because God is good and gracious. So in order to be saved, there is a necessary human response to God's grace. And the response is not trying to be good enough to be saved. I've heard so many people say, I ain't good enough for that. You know, I ain't ready for that. It's not about being good enough. Yeah, but I ain't ready for that. You know, I got to do some other stuff. And I had someone tell me one day, you know, I'm being too deep. I can't get saved. I'm in too deep. There's no such thing as being in too deep. There's another song that comes to mind. If he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. He can pick you up right where you are. He can pick you up.
If he has to reach way down.
If he has to reach way down. And sometimes he got to come. They said not the uttermost, but the guttermost.
My God.
Sometimes he has to dig deep down to get us to where we need to be. The response is simply trusting or having faith in God to save on the basis of Christ's goodness. We must understand that faith is not a good work in itself that God rewards. Faith is simply casting our unworthy selves on the mercy of a kind and forgiving and gracious God. Now, you know, I'm learning the more and more that I study and the more that I have to teach or speak, I want to really make sense. I like for things to make sense to me. And so I know that I remember growing up in Bible classes, they said, "We're going to run reference." So you run a reference, and it'll be a scripture. And you run reference on that scripture, and all it is that in your Bible, there's a reference of a scripture, and then you read that scripture. Sometimes that scripture made sense, and sometimes it didn't. Now, what do I mean by that? Sometimes you run a reference on a scripture, and it more or less explains the scripture that you read.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll pull up a scripture, and you look at it, and you look at the scripture you're reading, and you're like, these two don't go together. Like, this is, I don't get the connection. You're like, right. I don't get it. So then you have to dig deeper, deeper. So now when it says, and this is not from yourself, what is the this? This refers to the whole plan and process of salvation by grace through faith. Salvation by grace through faith is not from ourselves, but is a gift of God, not of works. So that means the whole plan and the process of salvation comes from God as a gift, not from ourselves as the result of works or good things that we have done. That would be good if it did, because if you count up all the good works that you've done, then we'd be like, oh, yeah, that was easy. But where would the glory to God come from?
Hallelujah.
The result of the process is so that no one can boast. If the plan and process of salvation were based on human works, then we would elevate ourselves over other people, and even in some sense over God himself, because our salvation was our own doing and not his. But the plan and process of salvation is from God as a gift. It is by grace, and it is assessed through faith in God's promises in Christ. But it also says in 2 Corinthians 10:17, our boasting should never be in ourselves but in the Lord. So we can't get it twisted. We're boasting in him, not in us. Because if it were not for him, we wouldn't be here. And the whole plan is for him to get the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Am I making sense?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Now, we grow in grace by reading the word. We grow in grace by letting it dwell in us, and we grow in grace by prayer. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. When we mature in our Christian walk, It's not about what we do. We can do stuff all day long. I mean, we're doing random acts of kindness. We can do that all day long. I'm gonna buy you lunch, or I'm gonna send you a certificate to get a pedicure or manicure. I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna hug somebody just to make their day. I'm gonna pay it forward, right? I'm going to just go over here and hug her because she looked like she's not having a good day. So I'm going to just go on over here and hug her and make her feel better. I'm going to just, go ahead and just ride across town and just, make somebody laugh today. Like all this good stuff that some things, and these are the things that we do as Christians. But it's not about what we do. That doesn't mean that we have matured in Christ. Because we're doing all this good stuff. There are people that do stuff good all day long. And they're just good people. But have they given their lives to Christ? Do they know who Jesus is? In the last days, are they going to heaven? It's a difference. Maturing in our Christian walk is about what God does in us by his grace. Grace is that attribute of God that enables us to break free of our sinful nature and follow him. It gives us strength and it protects us. Without it, without the grace, without God's grace, his favor, we would be hopelessly lost in this world. The more grace we have and ask for, the more mature Christians we will be.
Amen.
There are some people also that think they can get more grace. Well, I'm going to get some more grace. God, give me more grace. Give me more. His grace is infinite. His grace is infinite. And how much more grace do we need than the fact that he even gave us his son, his only begotten son? And he even said, whoever believes in him shall be saved.
Yeah.
How much more grace do we need?
My God.
That by itself is grace. Look, grace infinity times 12,000 hundredths, all that.
Infinity to infinity.
There you go, right there. I knew you had, see, the perfect orator that you are. I knew you had my back. That's what I'm talking about. How much more grace do we need? That's right. The more we learn about, no, to grow in our understanding of what Jesus did and to grow in our appreciation of the grace we have been given, the more we learn about Jesus, the more we will appreciate all he has done, and the more we appreciate his love and sacrifice for us. One way to grow under the grace of God is to grow in our knowledge of Christ. We need to work on knowing more and more about Christ in our minds. That's information. So we need to work more and more on getting more information on who Jesus is. We also need to know Jesus better and better in our relationship with him. All of this contributes to making us more productive servants because we want to serve him. We want to serve him. And when we go to work for him, we want to know who he is. And the more we find out who he is, we'll know how to better serve, how to better do those things. And we'll know those things that please him. And it'll make us better servants, better Christians. We need to grow in our knowledge of Jesus and to have that intimate relationship with him, because the more we know of him, the more of him will be seen in our lives. Paul said in Colossians 3, 1 through 4, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." He needs to be in your heart. Your heart got to be in it. Your heart holds what's in your mind. So your mind has to be stayed on him. And when you get your heart and your mind on the same page, then doing the things that you need to do of God won't be so hard. It won't be so hard.
My God.
So now, when we read the word, we just don't read it. We get so accustomed to, I remember I was telling somebody this the other day, when I rededicated my life to the Lord after my dad died, I bought a new Bible, and then I went and bought another version of the Bible, and I did all the stuff that I said I would never do, because at my mama and my dad's house, we had Bibles on top of Bibles. It looked like a bookstore. And I was like, this just don't make sense for nobody to have all these Bibles. But I wanted to know who Jesus was so much. I would get a Bible and would lay down at night and read my Bible until I fell asleep. And now that I think back on it, that was the best sleep I had ever had. But when I got up first thing in the morning, I couldn't wait to get downstairs to get in my secret place, in my quiet spot, while everybody else in the house was quiet. It was still, they were asleep, and I could just go sit down somewhere and go right back to read the Bible. I would get to work, and I would read the Bible before I got out the car. And if I couldn't read it before I got out the car, I would get to my desk, and I would pull out a slim version of the Bible and read that too. I would go to lunch, and I was reading the Bible. I would come home, and I'm reading the Bible because I wanted to know who he was. But now we get to a point, we'll read a verse, and we don't read the whole scripture. So now we think we did something because we read. But what are you really learning? So when we read the word, we need to study it. And then after you study it, we need to meditate on it. And when we do all of these, we will transform into the women and the men of God that God has ordained us to be. When we seek his face, we won't have time to seek approval from others. When we talk to him, he will talk back. We are receptive to his voice, we will hear his truth. When we get into relationship with him, look, we got to be in a relationship with him. We have to know him. like we know our friends. We have to know him like we know our best friends. We have to know him like we know our spouses. We have to know him like we know Bae. We got to know him like we know Boo. We got to know him like we know our sisters, like we know our brothers. We have to talk to him just like we talk to our friends every day, 2 and 3 times a day. We got friends that we get on the phone first thing in the morning, and we talk to them. To you in the shower, you getting your clothes on, you eating your breakfast, you get in the car, you driving to work, and you talk to them all the way up till you sit down at your desk. And then when you go on break, you talking to them again. And then if you're not talking to them, you're texting them. And if you're not texting them, you emailing them. So you know so much about your friends because you don't talk to them so much. That's how we get in relationships with people, because we take the time to know who they are. We have to do the same thing with Jesus Christ. We have to take that time that we have to look and talk to him. Hey, God, I thank you this morning, God, because you know what? You let me sleep last night, even though I woke quite right when I went to bed. But God, I thank you because you know what? You didn't even get mad at me. You let me wake up this morning to see a brand new day. So, God, you know what?
Yes, God.
I'm going to give you praise this morning. I'm going to give you honor. I'm in the shower, and God, you know what? Now that I'm even in the shower, I'm thinking back a few weeks ago when I did so-and-so. But, God, you know what? You love me so much. That unmerited favor. You pardoned all that foolishness, and you let me see this other day. God, I thank you right now. Then you put on, Lord, you know what? I thank you because I put my left leg into that left pant leg. God, I thank you because somebody don't have a leg this morning. So I thank you. Look, if we talk to him like we talk to our friend and get in relationship with him, then we won't have the problems and the situations that we have now. We talk to people on a regular basis, but we won't talk to God on a regular basis. Sometimes we barely tell him hello.
Jesus.
But this is how we should be, because if we get into this good relationship with him, where we're reading the Bible, that Bible is the roadmap for our lives, and we have to understand that the things that we read in the Bible is the stuff that he has written for us, and this Bible was written even before we got here. So that means that when we're growing in grace and we're growing to mature and we're growing to spring up to be the people that he would have us to be, that means that we're trying to get to know him because we want to do those things. Because he said to us, before you were even, when you were in your mother's womb, I already knew who you were going to be. And he already knew. I love to say this, that he knows the plans. He already knows the plans he has for us. He already knows. And you know what's so good about that? He loves us so much. He has given us so much grace that when he wrote our life, he already knew what we were going to do. He already knew we were going to sin. He already knew we were going to come short. He already knew when he told us to go over there and pray for sister so-and-so that we were going to be like, well, Lord, I don't know if I really want to go pray for her or not. I might not be the one. He already knew that. But what did he do? He still gave us another chance to do what it was that he wanted us to do. When you get a relationship with him, you know him. And where am I going with this? We have friends that we know, and if you know your friends real good, you know your friends real good. So that means that somebody, can't nobody come and talk to you about your friend. Because you'd be like, that's not who she is. That's not who he is. That's how we need to be with all these false prophets and all these people that's making up all these different religions, and God said we need to do this and these things that we know are not taught in this Bible. This is how we need to be when these people come up to us now and say, oh, well, you know what? You can do so and so and so. No, I can't do that. When that man come to you knowing that he's married and knowing that you married, and he'll look at you and say, but God already know what I need. Get away from me with that, because that's not what my word says. when all these different life changes are happening and things are going, people don't know who they are, have a serious identity crisis. What does your word say? Because that's not what my word says. You can't tell me that this is what Jesus says when I read in his word that he said this. That's how we have to be with him. But we can't get like that until we mature, until we have a relationship, until we understand who he is, until we know who we are for him, not who somebody said we were. You ain't gonna never be nothing. You can't do this. You can't do that. How do you get this job? You don't have a credential. You come up from a family of folk that ain't do nothing right. How are you the manager of somewhere? How are you running your own business? How are you preaching the word? How are you doing this? Because the word tells me that he already knew before I got here what I was going to be. He already knew before I got here in 1964, back in the 1800s, he already knew where he was going to place me and what I was going to do and what I would be destined to do when I got here. He already
knew. Yes, Lord.
When you come and try to tell me something negative, God has already said to me, no, that's not what I have said. That's not where your life is going, because I promised you this. So if I promise you this, God, he'll keep his promises. He'll keep his promises. We renege on stuff, but he keeps his promises. But we have to be in right relationship with him. We
Amen.
Have to be in right relationship with him. And God wants honesty. And what does that mean? There are going to be some times when we feel like we can't make it. There are going to be some times, even in our walk, that we might feel like we're slipping, where we should be going to the right and we feel like we're going to the left. Just go to him. Talk to him, because he already see it. But he wants to know that you will acknowledge to him that you know that there's a problem. Talk to him. I know people like, you know, the traditional, get on your knees, and you know, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, I mean, like with me, sometimes in the world of Roz, I sometimes just have to be, God, look, this is what I need right now. I need you to do this, and I need that. I'm going to thank you for it right now in advance, because this is what I need. But for the most part, my prayers are always, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. Open my eyes, and Lord, I thank you. I can hear stuff in the morning before my eyes open. Lord, I thank you. Because for real, he could have took me a long time ago. He could have taken me a long time ago.
My God.
So I'm like, Lord, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for growing. I thank you for maturity. I thank you for our relationship. Because you know what? He didn't have to do none of that. He didn't. So I give him grace. I give him glory. I give him honor. I worship him.
Yeah.
I praise him.
Yeah.
I lift him up. I'm so thankful that even now in my workplace, we give God praise. We don't have to look like certain, like in, if you're in another building and you Lord, I got to go in another room to give God praise. Mm-mm. We give God praise. And I thank God for it. Do I deserve any of this? I sure don't. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve a good husband. I don't deserve children. I don't deserve this job. I don't deserve my car. I don't deserve the air I breathe. I don't deserve these 2 feet that I walk on. I don't deserve this voice that I'm using right now. I don't deserve even the particles of hair that are growing through my skull. I don't deserve any of it. But I give God praise. And I thank him for his
Glory.
Grace.
Glory.
Because he is worthy.
Glory. Hallelujah.
That's all I got. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Mm. That's a lot. And, you know, y'all make it hard because y'all be preaching and teaching, and y'all be putting leverage on me, and I be trying to be quiet, but I just want to say stuff. But as you were talking about how we would spend time, it brought me back to the thought of Elder Richardson, that whenever he thought us, he would say, "Do you know my friend?
Do you know my friend?
Yes. Do you know my friend?" And he wasn't talking about his wife or somebody that was, he wasn't talking about another
mm-hmm.
elder. He wasn't talking about nobody on the board. He wasn't talking about a pastor or a preacher. He was
mm-hmm.
talking about Jesus. Do you know
yes.
my friend?
Do you know my friend?
And then he would go, "Ah!" Yeah, and he would just, come
yes.
on. Because he understood
yes.
the importance of knowing his friend.
Yep.
And understanding the grace that was extended to us because of his friend.
Yep.
And you said something
because
else,
of his friend.
About us, yeah, about knowledge. About knowledge. And one thing the Holy Spirit said to me is that for you all who are listening on tonight, God wants you to have knowledge. He wants you to have an understanding. He wants you to have a relationship. But he also wants to make sure that you're not operating on outdated systems.
Yes.
Because some of us are so caught up in religious jargon, and we are caught up in religious activity, and we don't understand that for as much as Jesus has done on the cross and extended his grace to us because of his
mm-hmm.
love for us, that he has given us power, and he has given us authority, and he has given us dominion, that he expects. I can't tell the people that God has placed an investment in you, and he wants a return on his investment.
Yes.
And because he has extended grace unto us, he wants to put leverage on the gift that he's placed inside of you. People
yes.
used to say, "Jesus can fix it if you let him." And God is saying, "Jesus don't need to fix this one. He's already extended grace to you. Now I need you to do your part. I need you to get in alignment
yes.
with what I've called you to do. I need you to understand your purpose. I need you to give me a yes. I need you to be obedient to what my word says concerning you. I need that from you." And when you can do that, then you can see yourself growing in the knowledge.
Yes.
You can see yourself growing
yes.
in the power. You can see yourself fulfilling and feeling the grace of God like you've never done before. But you can't be waiting on God to do everything anymore.
Mm-mm.
If you're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, you've got to understand that you have got power within you.
Yes.
To do that which God has called you to. Oh, God.
Yes.
Innovation is in you. My brothers and my sisters, innovation is in you. Strategic power is in you. Come on. Entrepreneurial insight is in you.
Mm-hmm.
In you.
It's there.
And you can't keep waiting for God to turn a light on or to switch us. Come on. You've got to activate this within you. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. You've got to begin to rely
yes.
on the gift that's been given to you. He gave us grace. He extends mercy to us, but he also gave us the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
That when
yes.
we activate that, see, I'm going to shut up because mm-hmm. I got to preach on, I got to do Friday night. Glory to God. But
mm-hmm.
this it stirred me because we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility of influencing those that God puts in our path, to influence
mm-hmm.
those that are part of the sphere of our influence. We have to be mindful. We have to understand
mm-hmm.
God's will and his intent for our lives. And by doing that, then our knowledge is expanding. Our understanding is expanding. And then we're able to
yes.
utilize all that God has put in us such that we're able to grow in grace. We're able to see it. Y'all, God has been so gracious unto us. And it's stuff that we take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
We think, oh, yeah, I got up today. Praise God. Oh, I started the guard today. Praise God. Oh, I went to my job today. Praise God. Oh, my check is in the mail. Praise God. But the grace
mm-hmm.
of God. But
yes.
by the grace of God. But by the
mm-hmm.
grace of God.
Yes.
Ah, but by the grace. But by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Whew, I done got hot.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Whew, I'm going to have to turn the air up. Hallelujah. Get the usher, pass me a band. Hallelujah. Get the usher, pass me a band. Whew. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Church was good tonight, y'all. Church was good tonight. She just finished preaching, so I ain't going to mess with her because I would tell her to go ahead and hit a little few balls or something because, y'all, this is psalmist. This woman can blow. She can blow. Hallelujah. She was messing with them old lyrics, but I could feel it stirring coming like she wanted to just go on and let it go. But I ain't messing with praise God. We thank him. We thank him tonight. We thank him tonight.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We thank him for what he's done. We thank him for what he's spoken.
God.
We thank God for every one of you who is on the line on tonight. I know somebody is up there, but I ain't even going to go there. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We do have a few minutes. Amen. We've got about 4 minutes. If there's somebody that wants to give a testimony or a praise from this teaching on tonight, amen, we're going to do that really quickly. Amen. Press one, and I can bring you live. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you. God, I thank you.
God,
I thank you. I know this word ain't blessed
thank
to me. And Elder Rod, hallelujah. God, I thank you.
Yes,
God, I thank you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you.
God.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
You,
God, I thank you. You're live. 2780. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey, Apostle.
Good
God
evening.
Bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Elder.
Ma'am.
You just dropped the mic, sis. You just dropped the mic.
God bless you.
Cut and dry.
God
praise
bless you.
God. I thank God for the word tonight. Thank God that you allowed him to use you the way that you did. Oh, it was such a blessing. It was such a blessing.
Amen.
God bless you. And
amen.
Thank you so much for awesome words.
Thank you so much. Keep me
bless
in prayer.
You, my sister. I love you.
Amen.
I love you, too. God bless you as well, baby.
Amen. 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 Is there
amen.
Another? You better get on the phone. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This message said, I'm going to start toting my Bible wherever I go. Praise the Lord for that word. Amen.
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 Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God. Elder, you want to go ahead and pray us out? I want to remind you all, we will be back here again tomorrow night, amen, at 8 o'clock. The speaker for tomorrow night is Evangelist Gail Joyner. Amen.
Amen. Woo!
Another firecracker, amen. Another firecracker in the word, amen. She gonna light up on you, she is. So if you're able to, please join us again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And on Friday night, I will close out the revival.
Amen.
I will close out the revival on Friday night at 8 p.m. Join us if you can. Amen. God bless
amen.
You. Pray us out, Elder, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, again, we thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you for this revival. God, we thank you for the word that has been brought forth from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. God, we thank you for the word that we'll receive on Thursday and Friday. God, we thank you for Apostle Val. God, continue, Lord, to speak through her. God, continue to use her as the servant that you have ordained her to be. God, continue to give her that creative flow that will bring us together into our purpose, God. We thank you for her empowerment through you. Lord, we thank you for every person on the line, God, that something that was said tonight, bless them, God. Let it ring through them, God. Let them meditate on your word, God, that they will know what their purpose is, how to walk in their purpose, and how to rely on you for every aspect of their lives. So, God, when we leave this place, when we hang up these lines, God, tonight give us sweet rest. Give a sweet rest, God, and in the morning, God, we thank you for another day of new grace and new mercy. God, we bless your name. We lift you up. We magnify you. We love you,
yes,
and
Lord
we worship
God.
You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you all, listeners. As always, we remind you every day, do something to empower yourself, but after you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you, but God loves you best. Have a good night.
Amen.